So let's start with that now. So get into a space where I know a lot of you are, you know, doing whatever it is that you're doing. Maybe you can take some time now and just sit down if you can, or sit back or lie down. And shut off the cell phones and shut off the TV, the radio, all those disruptions. Maybe shut the door to where you are, pull over if you can, if you're driving. And just take the time for yourself, because this might be the only time you have today, or maybe even all week, to bring in the energy of Lord Murga, who is the leader or general or head warrior of the Pleiades. We are on this earth plane, this ball of, this beautiful ball of earth that's hurling through space, through the constellation of the Pleiades, the energy of the mothers. A motherly energy to heal planet Earth, to heal every soul that each and every one of us is connected to at this moment in time. It will bring us into the now. Now means attention. So your eyes are closed. You've tuned out the world. Your attention is in the now. Feel the potency of the now energy inside of you. What are you thinking about now? What are you seeing now? What are you listening to now? What are you not listening to now? How are you feeling now? What is going on inside of your body now? Are there archetypes coming in now? Is Lord Murga there now? Put your attention now on the base of your spine, the tailbone area. Bring your awareness there now. Thoughts will be coming up wanting to distract you, take you out of your now. Just let them be there. They're always there. Your attention is on the base of the spine and on the archetype or deity Ganesha, who is an elephant-headed being. He has a pot belly that represents success, abundance, fulfillment. Huge creative potential. He has an elephant head. with the ability to know everything, see everything, hear everything that you cannot do, say, or think. He has a mouse that is his vehicle. The mouse is our desires. They're running here, running there. They're hiding. They're getting into mischief. So this elephant-headed being is going to sit on desires, control them, so that you can have the right desires now. Coming through, which is miracle. They want miracles every day, every moment, and especially now in this meditation. So visualize this elephant-headed being and then reddish-orangish light. That is swirling around and going to the legs and into the feet and the toes. This reddish orangish light fires us up, connects us to the earth so we can bring in spiritual energy. Into our legs and enliven the lower chakra. We'll invoke Ganesha now with his power sound or seed sounds mantra. You can chant aloud or listen to it and allow it to go deep into the lower chakra, legs, with the reddish orangish light. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Feel it moving. Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Feel the presence of Ganesha. See the reddish-orangish light. Or just know it's there. See Ganesha. Feel his presence. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now the energy is moving through the legs and pushing up the spine and going into the middle of your brain, creating an explosion of energy into the brain. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. See the reddish orange light rising up through the spine, in the subtle body, exploding in the brain, from the midbrain. And like a fountain of light, it's dispersing all around you and then also inside of you. Om Gam Ganapataye Namah. Om Gam Ganapataye Namah. Om Gam Ganapataye Namah. Now, feel Ganesha moving all the obstacles in the different areas of your life, just pinging them away, zapping them, deleting them. You don't even know what they are. They're being deleted. They're disappearing. The ones you do know are dissipating, dissolving away. If you'd like to imagine them blowing up, great. However it is for you to be in alignment with Ganesha's energy, to get rid of your obstacles, see it happening. Just see it happening. Keep seeing it happening. He's doing it, not you. He is. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Feel the empowerment in your body, in your subtle body, in your brain. Now we'll light up the chakras using the image of the veil. The veil is a sphere. The veil is a Tamil word for spear. It has the shaft of the spear, or the handle, and then the head of the spear. The shaft is your backbone. Feel the shaft or handle of the spear or veil as your backbone. Imagine it. You might even sit up straighter. Now, the head of the veil or spear is your brain. It's wider at the bottom, curves upward to a point, and pierces the top of your skull. So the head of the spear or veil is your brain, piercing the top of your skull and sending out a signal. The veil is getting activated. It's activating the chakras. It's releasing all congested energies relating to negativity, negative forces, pain, suffering, debt, disease, litigation, competition, anything that is blocking your progress in life is being shot out into the space to be dissolved away. And Lord Muruga now is going to activate the chakras along the spine and in the brain, and that empowerment is going to come from Dr. Pillai. You can imagine him standing in front of you or appearing as a light. A guiding force to activate this whole process. A beam of light enters your third eye, pierces it, penetrates it, activates it. You might feel pressure, you might feel a piercing or a prickling sensation, pressure. Receive the light in your third eye coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye. A lot of energy is coming in now. This is the now. This is you in the now. Pulling in, receiving, absorbing the energy, intelligence, grace, blessings, activation, initiation from Dr. Pillai. Standing in front of you, in his light body, or in an image that you resonate with, or that appears to you in your imagination, he's become real in the now. Receive the light, receive it. It's activating your brain and your body. Keep imagining the veil as your backbone and brain. He's activating that image. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Sadguru Baba Yaswaha. Feel the energy, the light, bathe in it. Om Aim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Sadguru Baba Yaswaha. Receive the empowerment. Receive. Open your brain, your body, your chakras. Activate the image of the veil as your brain and spinal column. In the subtle body. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Baba Yaswaha. Now the veil has come alive. Inside your brain and backbone. We'll call on the sounds to activate the chakras and bring the blessings of Lord Shiva into the veil. Starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. Move up to the throat, feel the throat, clear it. Move into the third eye, the middle of your brain. Move back down to the base of your spine. Move up and into the navel. Move up to the heart center, middle of your chest. Move up to the throat and the mouth. Now the two eyes and the right and left brain. The veil comes alive. It has the intelligence of millions of suns, light, energy, intelligence to dispel darkness. Negative forces within and surrounding you. Get rid of enemies, diseases, debts, litigation, ill health, confusion, worry, anxiety, fear, anger, frustration. All will be dispelled with this image of the veil. And Lord Murga's grace. Feel the veil come alive in your backbone and brain. Activates the veil. Om is the veil. Om is the secret weapon. Saravanabhavaya namaha. Saravana Baba, the name for Muruga, carries the energy to dispel all negative forces, has the energy to attract everyone to you who can support you, has the energy to be peaceful, empowered, spiritually charged, and open the third eye. Feel the tingling in the third eye with these sounds being activated, the veil that is being empowered by Dr. Pillai. Now, feel it now, receive it now. Om sound. Saravana Bhavaya Namah. Feel the third eye tingling in the spot between your two eyebrows, tingling or pressure, presence moving into the middle of your brain, expanding your brain, body is filling up with light, presence of the veil of Muruga, of Dr. Pillai, Lord Shiva, Ganesha. Om. Sound. Saravana Bhavaya Namah. Feel it. Om Sound. Saravana Bhavaya Namah. Feel the veil as your backbone and brain. See it. Feel the heat, the tingling, the expansion, the pressure building up, making your body to shake internally. Oh. Saravana Bhavaya Namah. Keep receiving the empowerment from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, activating this whole process, the veil. Om Sound. Saravana Bhavaya Namah. Be alert. Muruga is here. Saravana Bhava. Skanda. Are all the names. Of Lord Muruga, among many more. Ask him to reveal himself to you now. What do you see? What is he doing? What is he showing you? How do you feel? What are you getting a sense of? Arugan Kumaran Guhan Arugan Kumaran Guhan. Rugan Kumaran Guhan, Rugan Kumaran Guhan, Rugan Kumaran Guhan, Rugan Kumaran Guhan. Rugan Kumaran Guhan sounds that will activate your brain, your body, the veil, the inner warrior, the enlightened warrior within you. Receive it. Bathed in the light that you just allowed to be cultivated within you. From head to toe. Bathe in it. Allow it to soak in and surround you. Now that we have a clear path, a clean slate, we'll call in Lakshmi to bring us wealth, health, happiness, give us direction on which way we need to think, how we need to speak, and what we need to do. This red light within us is moving into a pinkish, purplish color. Again, receive the image of Lakshmi if she wants to reveal herself to you as a beautiful goddess in pink and gold clothes or dazzling light. She has elephants. She's riding or sitting on a pink lotus. She's smiling, pouring gold into you, into your bank account, into all your relationships, golden relationships, beautiful health and well-being, abundance everywhere on the earth plane. Shri Guru Allow the sounds to vibrate so your body rocks your inner world. Dream, breathe. Let the sounds haunt you, haunt your consciousness, nudging you to think about them all the time. Dream, breathe. Be alert. Feel her presence in your brain and body. See the light. Pink, purplish, gold, dazzling light. Shreem, breezee, shreem, breezee. Feel it. Shreem, breezee, shreem, breezee, shreem, breezee, shreem, breezee, shreem, breezee. It's like a lullaby going on in your consciousness, and will continue to do that through this activation coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. It will haunt you. It will make you to think of these sounds every day hereafter, throughout every day. Shreem, breathe. 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 Bathe in it. Bathe in the light and the sound vibrations within and surrounding you. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Keep your eyes closed. Keep bathing in this process of activating all these archetypes within you through the grace and blessings of Dr. Pillai and all the beings.
slowly, slowly let go.
From the experience, and then come back to yourself. To your body, the space around you. And you can open your eyes when you're ready.